This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And this time out on our Senior Moments program, we're happy to welcome Dr. Susan Gonzalez to the studio. Welcome in for the show.
For having me in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. You are the president of the St. Joseph's Hospital Health Medical Group, St. Joseph's Health Medical Group.
Correct.
And what does that mean? What do you do then?
So we are a corporation of doctors that provide health care here in the community, and our goal is to be able to retain our wonderful physicians here so they can continue to provide you the health that you receive today.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So let's get into the topic. We're going to talk a little bit about sexuality in the senior community. And I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense, really, but we all have kind of an odd reaction to the idea of older people still being sexually active, as if it shouldn't be.
Absolutely. What a wonderful topic, actually, to discuss today. It's something that many people are a little shy when they go see their physicians. They don't feel that this is perhaps an appropriate topic. But truthfully, it's probably the best arena to open up discussion just to find out what you can do and what you perhaps shouldn't be doing because you have some health ailments. Unfortunately, there are many myths that surround sexuality in seniors, which is quite a shame because we are all living longer and healthier lives. If we look at some of the seniors that have been around in the last few years, we have our former President Bush, who went skydiving at age 75, and we have astronaut John Glenn, who went back to space at age 77. Well, guess what? We all have a right to continue to live our lives as healthy and as appropriately as possible, and sexuality just happens to be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you mentioned there being a lot of myths around seniors and sexuality. Let's get into that. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. Well, there are many myths that are out there. You know, sometimes sexuality can be focused on fantasies, but if you throw in a few myths, it really kind of stops desire in its tracks. So one of the most common things out there is that people feel that as we get older, that our partners will not find us sexually attractive. If you look at the literature, there was a study that was performed by the AARP, and it was published in Modern Maturity, that surveyed people 45 and older in comparison to people in their 20s and 30s. And those in solid, stable relationships, 45 and older, actually found their partners more sexually attractive than the younger population did. So as we grow older, our issues with self-esteem change a little bit. You know, gravity isn't kind to our aging bodies. Unfortunately, it can cause issues such as sagging skin or little bumps and lumps in areas that weren't there before. And we may perceive that we're not sexually attractive, but it's not the truth. We still are out there and available, and our partners still want to partake.
One of the cruelest things that happens to us as we get older is when you catch a glimpse of yourself in a mirror that you're, you know, in an odd way, and you see aspects of your aging body that you don't get when you're like looking in the mirror to comb your hair or brush your teeth. That's one view of yourself, but then you'll get these, or somebody takes a picture of you or something, right? You're wearing shorts for the first time in the summer, and look at that leg, and oh, my God. It's hard to get over that, get over yourself.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And yet, as you're saying, we don't necessarily – that self-image is not what others may be seeing in us.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, society has kind of desexualized seniors. When you think of a senior, you think of the grandmother sitting with her shawl knitting and making baby booties, or the grandfather reading his paper by the fireplace and an old pipe in his mouth. You know, you don't think about this sexy person running around and doing their everyday activities of living and exercising and, guess what, actually having a need for a sex life. And as we get older, sex changes. it's not as much about the the lust and the need to have somebody there to have intercourse with. It really becomes more about intimacy and having a partner and just having someone in your life that you can share this special moment with.
Mm-hmm.
Other issues that come up are that many seniors have lost their partner. So women will tend to marry men that are a little older than they are. And eventually we're all going to have some health issues that will affect our sexuality and sexual lives in the future. So ailments, lack of a partner, all of these are issues that perhaps will cause people to not be as involved in intercourse.
Yeah.
When they get older.
You know, and obviously, the older you get, the more likely you are to be on some kind of prescriptions.
Yes,
treating
absolutely.
All the conditions we have. It would be great if people just, you know, ate well and exercised and didn't eat all those things, but as time passes, we do. And a lot of those can have impact on, energy levels, blood flow, you know, basic things that have to do with being sexually aroused, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Many men suffer from erectile dysfunction. So begins the Viagra Revolution. Once that little blue pill was invented, it really was a huge boost for men and their ability to have intercourse. For women, as we get older, women go through menopause, and one of the circumstances associated with menopause is a lack of estrogen. And estrogen plays a vital role in keeping genital organs healthy. So if you are a man and you are fearful of not being able to have an erection, or you are a woman who feels that it's going to be painful having intercourse, then you may want to stay away from it. And if you take the opportunity when you go to see your doctor and talk about some of these issues, they'll probably be able to offer you some kind of resolution. And you can reinitiate some type of activity in your life.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that there are non-drug solutions for some of those problems? You can kind of fall into the trap of, well, I had a surgery and I don't get around as well, and I'm on this medication, and you know, and then you sort of slide down into more sedentary behavior, and that certainly doesn't help with the sexual dysfunction.
Absolutely, it doesn't help with sexual dysfunction. Probably the best way to go about it is, once again, once you have a partner that you care for and you want to have this intimacy in your life, it's a good time to sit and talk about it. And I'll have many women who come into my office and they'll say that it felt like being a teenager in a high schooler all over again, having sex for the very first time. But they also describe it as being more of an opportunity to just be close to somebody. And it's really more about the foreplay and the hugging and being near someone and being in someone's arms, truthfully, than it was about the act of having sex. Mm. So the definition changes a little bit. And if you are someone who can have intercourse, that's wonderful. It's going to be a little different. Orgasm is very different. It's not as strong as it used to be for men. It's not going to be the same experience either, but it's just the opportunity, truthfully, of having somebody that means so much to you in your life. And what a blessing, truthfully,
yeah,
to have a partner that you feel that you still want to be intimate with.
We're talking with Susan Gonzalez from Queen of the Valley, and our topic on senior moments is senior sexuality today, and we haven't made one cliche joke yet, and we're not going to. I read something not too long ago, and this is a little bit off the wall perhaps, but it was about STDs in the senior community. I think it was out of Florida, where all the goofy news seems to come from, but it had to do with, you know, nursing homes and care facilities and people becoming sexually involved within these senior communities and having, you know, outbreaks of STDs that they're not aware that they had, or where they're, you know, the precautions perhaps not as what's the right word I'm looking for? People are not taking the same precautions they might have in their 20s and 30s when they're, you know, thought of as being sexually active and the risk is out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, gosh, when you think about sex in seniors, STDs was probably the last thing that came across my mind.
Right.
But if you think about it, many of our seniors are living in nursing homes, and why wouldn't they want to get to know each other and become intimate with each other? But if you think about it, in this population, they're not worried about pregnancy anymore. So they're probably not thinking about using condoms either. And how easy is it to get a condom in a nursing home? Probably not too easy.
I don't know. Let me Google that.
Let's look that up. But I don't know. Maybe that could be a tagline now, right? You know, when you're looking for a place to stay.
I was thinking more of a, you know, business opportunity. There's a potential there.
Well, there you go.
Delivery service.
There you go. I'm telling you. Uber condoms, right? Or whatever the needs are. But if you think about it, another purpose for protecting yourself with condoms is to minimize the transmission of STDs. Truthfully, in our senior population, we really shouldn't see as many STDs present. If someone had a bad case of syphilis, let's say, and never had it treated, they probably would have suffered a lot of significant sequelae by the time they were a senior in a assisted living situation. Mm-hmm. But that's not to say that it can't not exist. So absolutely, if using a condom seems like the right thing to do, then perhaps that's the right thing to do. And also just having a conversation about someone's sexual past. One thing that we tend to see more often in perhaps people in their 50s is sometimes there are divorces or loss of a longtime partner, and now it opens up a new arena of looking for partners that are older. So when you have this new partner, they come with a whole history of a sexual life. And human papillomavirus is a virus that is very commonly transmitted. It actually is estimated that 80% of sexually active couples in the United States are carriers of the human papillomavirus. So if you're a woman or a man who's been in a long-term relationship and you become divorced and you're now having intercourse with a new partner, well, that new partner might have some HPV on board that you were never exposed to. So all of a sudden women come in and their pap smears are abnormal. And it just opens up a new area that they hadn't had to deal with before. So condom use isn't just for pregnancy issues. It's also for STD control.
We're going to continue with Dr. Susan Gonzalez on our Senior Moments program when we come back after this important message. Stay tuned.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.
And we're back, and it's Senior Moments, and this week we're talking with Susan Gonzalez, who is an OBGYN and the president of the St. Joseph Health System Medical Group, and we're talking about senior sexuality on today's Senior Moments program. It's a good topic, and I can't think of a time I've ever discussed this on a radio show and all the programs I've done. Self-esteem is an area that is critically important for anybody of any age in regard to their sex life, obviously. What are your thoughts about that particular topic in connection to this?
Sure. Self-esteem is a huge issue when it comes to sexuality. At one point or another, we have to come to the realization that our bodies have been exposed to many different events in life. And one thing, I had mentioned gravity before, and what a silly thing to talk about in regards to our bodies and sex life. But truthfully, gravity is a force that is constantly pulling down on our bodies. So what it does to our bodies is it makes our skin sag. For women, they lose their shape. They tend to have a little bit more of a pot belly, and their breasts tend to droop a little bit. And guess what? Their vaginal area tends to droop as well. So this is something that women can come in and talk to a gynecologist about and find ways to deal with that. Other things that help or add to low self-esteem is the fact that perhaps we haven't been exercising as much as before, so that affects your muscle tone. Not eating well, including meals that have a lot of fatty components to it, that can then also add to our issues. But you have to realize that, once again, you're in a relationship with someone special who you really want to embrace upon being intimate with. And if you are fearful about exposing yourself to that person, it's probably going to inhibit your ability to really embrace the moment. So get over it. Your partner probably isn't in the prime of their life either. And the more that you're able to free yourself of these issues, the more pleasant it will become, and the more you'll be able to open yourself up to experimentation and conversation.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting to note that for a lot of people, I'm not quite sure how to say this, but sometimes below the neck, a person looks much younger than they do from the neck up, and it's a lot of that's due to sun exposure, I'm sure, over a lifetime, right?
Absolutely.
You know, you show your age in your face, but you know, if you crop that photo, as it were, you may not look all that terrible.
Absolutely. And once again, you know, who said the getting older means that we don't look good anymore?
Mm-hmm.
We absolutely do. I always tell my patients that the way you look explains the journey of your life. Mm-hmm. And if you have scars on your abdomen, well, that tells about perhaps a C-section and the delivery of a baby, perhaps an accident that you were in and you had to have surgery for. But what happened, you know, maybe you were skateboarding in your younger life. So, of course, our face is going to also tell a little bit of a journey in our lives. And we're in that generation where when we would go out in the sun, we didn't use sunscreen. What did we do? We put baby oil on our skin. And if you didn't come home with some blistering the next day, then yeah, it probably wasn't a good day at the beach.
Right.
So our generation in particular really does have a little bit more issues than I think future generations will be, because we just didn't do that.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that we were aware of.
Right. Well, we're just about out of time. And a closing thought?
No, just opening it up to letting everyone know that it's still, sexuality is still a good thing to consider throughout your life. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to talk to your doctor about it. I'm sure we've heard a lot of different things. This is not anything new to us. And open up the discussion. It just might add a little extra spice.
Dr. Susan Gonzalez with our Senior Moments program. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.